Welcome to the second season of the Gutsy Health Podcast with Shanique Roney and Gina Warfel, where we share uncomplicated, practical, and affordable wellness education so you can be a self-healing champion. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Gutsy Health Podcast. I have my really amazing friend, Ryan Blazer, back on the podcast. You're probably my most frequent flyer, actually, Ryan. Like, what is this, episode number 5?
No, this is 7.
What?
I think 6 or 7. No. I don't know, I lost track.
We've done so many episodes together. You guys, Ryan is, he started the company Test My Home. He and his team test your home for every, what do you guys test? Everything.
Mold, chemical, air, water quality, EMF, lighting, sound, vibration, anything in the environment that could cause health issues.
And you guys are like the top dog in the industry. Like there's nobody else doing what you guys do as thoroughly as you do it, right?
Yep.
It's pretty remarkable. You guys, check out Test My Home. I mean, these guys just rock it. If you feel like your house is toxic, if you feel like there's mold and no one, like these guys find it. Let me tell you a fun story. First, I'm going to tell you what this episode is about. We're talking about harmonizers today and sleep sanctuary. So two different topics because that's what you guys wanted to talk about. But what I mean by that is I asked Instagram, what do you guys want us to talk about? So that's what I mean. So we're going to be talking about two different topics. But before I do that, this is how good Test My Home is. So, you know, when you buy a new house and you have those home inspectors come and look for mold and everything. So Test My Home will find the mold, whereas these like professional house testers will not. Like they'll say, oh yeah, your house is mold free. Test My Home will go in and be like, nope, there is mold in 5 different places. This happens all the time with people, right?
Yeah, we see it a lot. In fact, the real estate agents in our area in Sun Valley where I live call me the deal killer. They don't like me to come in because I'll find so many things wrong with the home and then the buyer doesn't want to buy the home anymore.
That's hilarious. That's how good they are. They find it. Like they go above and beyond the professionals who are supposed to be like the experts. So anyways, let's unpack harmonizers. When I asked the Instagrams, what do you guys want us to talk about? Man, people wanted to know about the stickers that you put on cell phones, the harmonizers, like the Soma, what is it called? Soma Vedic?
Soma Vedic, yep.
Soma Vedic. And what are the other companies?
There's Blue Shield. There's the pendants. There's the different kind of rocks that you can, the shungite. Deals that you plug in that are supposed to create force fields. There's a lot of those kind of devices out there now.
Yeah. So everyone, I probably once a week get a question in my DMs like, hey, do you know about these and blah, 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 blah. And we're going to unpack them today for you guys. And the answer is no. No, they don't work. None of them work. And Ryan's going to explain to you why. That is the short answer. Ryan's going to give you the really long, very scientific answer. So Ryan, take the reins.
Well, and to add to that a little bit, let me clarify. They don't work to block or mitigate EMF.
There we go.
There's no measurable devices within of our equipment on any of these devices. There may, however, be some other energies that they're tapping into that we don't know about, or maybe possibly some therapeutic effects, but if you're talking about blocking EMF or reducing EMF, these devices are not the solution.
It's not even in the same ballpark. It's like a completely different game. It's like comparing baseball to swimming.
Right.
Like it's not the same thing. And so do you want to go more into like your experience around these companies have actually reached out to you and been like, hey, you're testing our devices and telling people about it.
Yeah.
So are you allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Cause several have called us up. Some of them have been friendly. Some of them have not been so friendly. Because we're affecting their business. You know, we're reaching so many people and we're all about truth and helping people and getting to the bottom. We're not about scamming or getting over on people. And so we actually come with the truth. And a lot of people don't like that are trying to make money off of these things.
Yeah. Can I share a story, actually? Yeah. I've actually had one of the owners of one of these companies take me out to lunch to tell me about this device. And at the end of lunch, he's like, you're not sold, are you? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not. You have to meet my friend Ryan because he will just debunk everything you just told me. Yeah, like, so they've reached out to you. Mm-hmm. You've had some really great conversations. But what has been the conclusion when you're like, sorry, this just doesn't work. What are they saying to you?
So we can start with Soma Vedic because I know that's probably the biggest one that people ask about.
Are you allowed to use their name?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, let's
go. They might not talk to him. Yeah.
Fact, give us the juicy details.
So Tara from Soma Vedic called us up and wanted to talk about, you know, why we are claiming the devices don't work. And we had a long conversation. And, you know, I told her, these don't block electric fields. They don't block magnetic fields. They're not doing anything for radio frequency. And I explained to her why and the meters. And she said, you know, you're right. These don't actually do that. These are more of a therapeutic device. She claims that they got some good studies that show that these devices put out a soothing frequency, similar to how speaker would put out a good music. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of understands, yeah, there's a little bit, they're a little off in the marketing. They said that they've converted some of their marketing from European languages, from German languages. And so some of them didn't transfer over, whatever that means.
That's really convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I got to say, she was really nice, and she was, you know, she understood that, yeah, they got some work to do in their marketing, and that a lot of people do think that these devices are eliminating EMFs, and they're not. Mm-hmm. It's more like a therapeutic device.
And they should say that. They should say, this is a therapeutic device. And so it feels, to me, it feels a little misleading because everyone is so clueless about what EMFs are and what they do and what they look like. And so anyone can just enter that market and be like, yeah, we're blocking it. And and we're just like, okay, because we know nothing about this.
Right. They take a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of truth information, then they go really far with it and stretch it really far. So
yeah.
To explain a little bit more of what they're talking about, therapeutic device, the earth has a resonant frequency for electronic frequency that's right around 7.2, 7 point something hertz. And that just means that the electric field will resonate on earth at that frequency.
Yeah.
And so that's considered the heartbeat of the earth. And that's the, you know, the Schumann cavity frequency. And so a lot of these devices will take that frequency and emit that frequency out. And some people's bodies do react better to it. Some people don't have any effect to it at all. The problem is that it has to be in tune with the energy of the earth. So if the earth has this pulse and we're taking this artificial frequency and overlaying it, it has to be in tune. If it's not in tune with it, if it's out of tune, it could cancel it out or cause some unintended consequences that might not be good for our bodies. So the best thing is just to go outside and get
ground.
The natural frequency of the earth itself.
Yes. Now, I remember seeing on Carlin's stories that we should, you told her this, that, or maybe it was someone else's stories, I can't remember, but we should go out and ground without our cell phones.
Correct.
Right? Why is that? Can you explain that to people?
And more so than the cell phones, but we want to ground. Well, actually, let's talk about that later, because that's another deep topic about grounding and misconception.
Okay.
So let's remind me. We'll back up or go back to that one.
I will try and remind you. Okay. I have really foggy brain because of COVID stuff. So I will try and remember.
So I want to go back to Soma Vedic and make kind of an example. Maybe you can, that makes sense. So if we were in a room full of 100 people and we're trying to have a conversation, all these 100 people were yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs. And that would be like all the interference from EMF from all the devices around us. Now, if I said, okay, here's this device that plays really soft music that feels good, and I'm going to plug this in the corner and I'm going to play this soft music.
Gotcha.
Is it going to make all the loud noise go away?
Heck no.
No. Does that soft music, could it potentially make you feel better? Maybe. But we still have all the EMF in the room. You have to get rid of the EMF.
Yeah.
None of these devices that emit these soothing frequencies.
It's not strong enough.
It's not going to do anything to all the noise. It's not going to make the noise go away.
Yeah, that's a really great way to explain it.
And I explained that to Tara from Soma Vedic, and she agreed. And she said, that's a great analogy. That's a great way to explain it.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of the EMF first.
Yes. And so how do we get rid of the EMF? Like, there's some really simple things people can do. Really simple. Like, it's not going to, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. You don't even have to spend $10.
A lot of it's just changing our habits and turning these devices off when we're not using them.
Yes.
And that, and it's that question alone could be a whole other
podcast. Yes, I know, right? It really could. Yeah. We could go on a tangent with that.
There's a couple other, this harmonizer and things I want to talk about too.
Yes, so, go ahead.
On the low end of these, we have stickers and we have pendants and we have these things you're supposed to put on your phone or hang around your neck or put this device next to your bed. These things at all are just complete scams. They're not working anything. In fact, we took apart one of these devices and all it was literally a sticker, a picture of some
literally
circuitry.
Yep.
And they're selling those for a lot of money.
You would actually have more luck using tinfoil to protect you from EMFs than these stickers.
Yeah.
So just go and buy a bunch of tinfoil and wrap it around your cell phone. And that was 20 cents right there.
Yeah.
But these stickers are just bull. Like they do absolutely nothing.
Yep. So the stickers, the pennants, all these things that you don't plug in, they're doing nothing. Now we have certain rocks like organite and shungite that claim to absorb EMF, and they do actually absorb a little bit of EMF. But let me put this in an analogy for you. So if I said, okay, here's a sponge, and we know this sponge absorbs water. So let's take this sponge to you or put the sponge on a necklace, and now you can go swimming and you're not going to get wet. That's kind of the
analogy.
You're
still going to get soaked.
Yeah, you're still going to get wet because EMF is all around us. It permeates all from every direction.
Yeah. Okay. So I love that analogy. Like, yeah, put the sponge on and you're going to be fine.
Right.
So
same analogy there. Yep.
Do we want to go back to
grounding mats? Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you're laying in bed or they sell these mats for your work where you can put your feet on them and they ground you. And those things are great as long as you're not in an electric field. If you're in an electric field, then you become the lightning rod.
Mm.
And you become the path back to Earth. So these electrons are charged electrons and they want to get back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you ground yourself and you're in an electric field, and I mean electric field by the wiring in your house, if you're sitting by a computer or a TV or you're holding your phone, and that's what we were talking about, holding the phone
you
know, while you're grounding. If it's plugged in, it has an electric field, and now you just provided a better path back to ground for these electrons.
So if you have a grounding mat on your bed and then you have your cell phone with you, you're just this big fat lightning rod, basically.
Right. Mostly when it's charging. So if you have a grounding mat on your bed, you have to turn your circuits off at night. So you have to figure out which circuits are for your bed and for the adjacent rooms. And then you need to turn those circuits off if you're going to ground.
And so if people are going outside to ground themselves, like take off their shoes, but they have their cell phone on them, they are just...
That's not necessarily as bad.
It's not as bad.
Not as bad. It's mostly when you're charging the cell phone and you have those electrical charges from the charging cord.
Okay.
Yep. The radio frequency from the cell phone itself doesn't really matter too much if you're grounded or not. It's more the electric field.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So it's not bad to take your phone out and ground.
Right.
Great.
But you're still getting all the exposure from the radio frequency.
What if you have it on like airplane mode though, and you're listening to music?
That's pretty good. I do that a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Because I do that too.
Yeah.
I love listening to music outside.
Yes. Airplane mode.
Cool. Anything else that we want to touch on as far as these protective devices go and harmonizers and all that jazz?
There's another category that's kind of on the border. It's these cases for your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the cases actually do work in a sense that they will block some of the radio frequency energy. The problem is that your phone varies its power from the tower depending on how far away you are. So if you're really close to a cell tower, the cell phone doesn't have to use very much power and it doesn't have as much EMF coming from it.
Right.
If you're way off in the boonies, your cell phone is at max power. You're getting a lot of exposure. So what happens?
So can I explain to people, because how you're explaining it might be a little confusing because you're so smart. If you're further away from the tower, your phone has to pull more energy out to like find the signal. So it's working extra hard and it's like reaching extra far to get that signal that's really far away. Whereas if you're closer to the tower, it doesn't have to reach extra far and put out extra energy or put out extra EMF to get the signal from the tower. That's basically what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. If I'm right next to you, I can whisper and you can hear what I'm saying.
Yes.
But if we're across the field, I have to yell at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the cell phone does. So when we put our cell phone in a case, that's like me muffling my voice. That's like me putting a suit or a mask over my mouth.
Yes.
Funny analogy.
I know. We won't go into masks, guys.
Not this episode. So when you put your phone in these cases, then it's going to think that the cell phone is further away from the tower and it's going to need to boost its power up. So it's going to kind of negate the purpose from that. And also it depends on where the shield is on the phone. Usually the shield is on the front flap. If you open that flap and put it around to the back to scroll Instagram or Facebook, then you're going to reflect that signal back at your face and actually make it worse.
Yeah, like that's like, it's like a mirror reflecting into you.
Yeah, so it's best just not to use those.
The best thing to do is just put your phone on airplane mode when you're not using it.
Yeah.
Like if you're driving around town, like put on airplane mode because you really shouldn't be answering phone calls and, you know, like scrolling through Instagram or something. So
yeah,
turn that baby off, put it on and put on airplane mode and make sure Bluetooth is off as well as Wi-Fi, because you can put things on airplane mode and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi will still be on. So just make sure everything's off and, you know, you saved yourself. What, how much are those cases? Like $100?
Yeah.
You saved yourself $100.
Yeah.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yep.
Anything else about this topic before we move on to sleep sanctuaries?
No, I think that covered just bottom line, harmonizers, neutralizers, pendants, necklaces, pyramids, spiral looking things you put on your pillow at night, whatever it is that you guys are getting sold on. These things are not working for EMF reduction.
Not.
No, now, like the Soma Vedic, they may have some therapeutic devices or therapeutic effects on you. And what I recommend with device like that is buy it, try it out. Soma Vedic actually has a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to buy it, sure, buy it, try it out. If it makes you feel better, then keep it. If it doesn't, then you can send it back. But know that it's not reducing the EMF exposure.
Right. Can I also just quickly like put a plug in for placebo and how powerful the mind is?
Yes.
You guys, like we're literally buying things, thinking they're doing something, and we're feeling better. Like, holy cow. Like, placebo is a real thing. It's a real thing. And that's why they test it in research all the time. And so, yeah, just remember, like, that is your power. That is your mind, like, literally mind over matter. Your mind is controlling your body and creating a completely different experience.
Yeah.
Now, if we, like, utilize the power of the mind like that every day, like, imagine what we could do. So.
Yeah. You know, to that, in the beginning of my career, when I started doing this, I used to not speak out against the harmonizers and stickers and stuff because of placebo effect. I would have clients that they had a sticker and like, it's working great. I feel better.
I'm
sleeping better. I'm like, you know what? That's great. I'm not going to interfere with that.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can keep believing that.
Yeah.
But I would start to get into situations where I would go into a home. I remember one lady called me up, wanted mold testing. And I said, what about EMF? Nope, I'm fine. I'm protected. Okay, so we go out there for mold. I couldn't find any mold at all. Her daughter was extremely sick, waking up in the middle of the night with night terrors, not sleeping good, wetting the bed, not sleeping through the night, waking up dizzy. And they had one of those blue shields plugged in right by her bed. And they're like,
what's a blue shield?
So it's kind of like a Soma Vedic.
Oh, but you have to plug it in.
Waves. You got to plug it in. Supposedly, she thought it was putting a force field around her house. Her. She's saying, you know, EMF's not the problem because she's protected from this blue shield. Well, come to find out the refrigerator was right on the other side of the wall.
Oh, man.
And this, every time the refrigerator kicked on, it would create a huge magnetic field that was extending through the wall.
Unbelievable.
And into her sleeping area. So I pulled out the magnetic meter and showed her how powerful this was.
Wow.
That night, they moved the bed across the room and instantly all of her symptoms went away.
Holy cow.
So she had been suffering for years. 3 or 4 years that this has been going on. They thought there was something serious wrong with her.
Holy
and I'll
cow.
Tell you what, if we wouldn't have moved the bed, something would have seriously been wrong. She probably would have got a brain tumor because of that.
Oh my
gosh. And this whole time she thought that this blue shield was protecting her.
Right.
And so that's where now I do start to speak up out against these things, because people are getting this false sense of security, thinking that they're being protected when they're not. And so I'd hate for someone to wake up with brain cancer one day thinking they were protected because of one of these devices.
100%. And you have like the coolest stories. Like you always, like every time Ryan's in town, he stays with me and he will come home and like tell me the coolest stories, you guys. Like it's amazing what's happening in our homes. And when he like uncovers it, it's just mind blowing. So, okay. Anything else before we unpack sleep sanctuaries?
No, I think that covers it good. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Let's go into sleep sanctuaries, because sleep is kind of a big deal. It's a third of our lives, or it should be a third of our lives. And unfortunately, we are entering a day and age where we are seeing kids as young as 8 having, you know, sleep or insomnia and restlessness, and teenagers are not sleeping, and it's leading to all kinds of issues like anxiety and depression. And we don't realize that, you know, our sleep disturbances can be influenced by our environment. And so Ryan's going to talk to us about that today and the things that are potentially interfering with our sleep quality. So go ahead.
So probably while we're on the EMF talk, we will talk about that first, because that seems to be a really big one. I remember a client called me up and they were having some issues with tinnitus and not sleeping. And I get to their house, and underneath the master bed was their router. And I said, well, why is your router underneath your master bed? And he said, well, the person that installed it said that the closer we are to the router, the faster our signal is going to be. And
oh,
so
my God.
Since we lay in bed and scroll on our phones at night, we figured we'd put the router under the bed. So the levels were like hundreds of thousands of times higher than safe limits for what you'd want. So now they lay in bed, and they can't get to sleep. And they're having all kinds of neurological issues. Now, the radio frequency.
Can you tell us what neurological issues they were having?
So they were having some pretty good anxiety. Mm-hmm. They were definitely having some irritability. Mm-hmm. They were having some extreme brain fog.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting into like remembering issues, like weren't being able to think clearly. So a lot of those types of issues they're dealing with. The radio frequency coming from the routers is similar, or it's a little bit lower than the light frequency. So it's almost like trying to sleep with the lights on. Mm. So when we close our eyes and we turn off the lights, that light energy goes away. Now, the energy coming from the router was just a little bit lower in frequency, and that can permeate through our body and through our brain. So our brain perceives this energy and thinks that there's still light energy out there. Mm-hmm. It's still magnetic energy. And so in the sense it's so powerful, it's like trying to sleep in the middle of the day.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Having the lights on. And so the brain doesn't really know the difference, because it still senses that there's something out there, something going on.
Yeah. There's a stimulus.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So first thing you want to do is get rid of all of the electronics from around the bed. I like to do it the 8-foot rule. Anything at least 8 foot around the bed, you want to have turned off completely.
And unplugged, right?
Unplugged. Yeah.
Like nothing plugged in.
Yep.
Not even lamps.
But then that kind of goes to the second thing that I have all my clients do. So if any of my clients are listening, they'll know I always talk about this, turning off the circuits at night and doing what's called a digital detox week. Mm-hmm. So I always challenge my clients to do that. And 8 out of 10 times, they'll come back to me and say, you know what? That was amazing. I sleep better. I wake up more rested. I remember my dreams more often. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because in the headboard, in the wall between the two outlets on either side of the bed, we have a wire that connects those. That wire is radiating out a pretty powerful electric field that extends about 6 feet out. So your head is laying up by the headboard, literally a foot, sometimes 6 inches from this wire that's pulsing all night long. So simply going down to your circuit panel and turning off the circuit that's highly energizing that wire takes the electrical energy almost down to zero.
This episode is sponsored by Cozy Earth, a premium bamboo bedding and loungewear company. You guys, if you want to get 40% off the best sheets of your life, listen up. I am hooked on Cozy Earth bamboo sheets. I never knew how much better my sleep would get because of their temperature and moisture regulation. Not only that, but they are antibacterial, insanely soft, and one of my favorite things besides being certified free of harsh chemicals and dyes is that they are a company that practices ethical production, which is a huge bonus for me. So if you're ready to try these sheets and get better sleep, go to CozyEarth.com and use this incredible 40% off discount code GUTSY. Amazing. So it's like you're sleeping out in nature.
It's like you're camping. It's like you're camping in your house.
I have a great story about that. One of my clients, he got his hair pulled and he was sensitive for EMFs. And what was interesting was they were telling me about a vacation they went on in San Francisco. And he was saying, I ate perfectly, and you know, and I still, like, I felt terrible. And we went to like a baseball game, and we did all these things, but then like 2 weeks later we went to Lake Powell and I ate terribly and I felt amazing. And I was like, okay, so let's unpack the baseball game when there's like hundreds of thousands of cell phones and like satellites broadcasting this game, you know, like you are being bombarded by EMFs, you're in like one of the most tech high like cities in the world, like you weren't feeling well because it was EMF. But when you went to Lake Powell, you have no, I asked, I'm like, did you have internet? Did you have Wi-Fi? And they're like, no, our cell phones were turned off the entire week. I'm like, there you go. Mm-hmm. It's because you're away from EMFs. You were in nature, like you were grounding. You didn't have these interferences in your body. Like you are EMF sensitive, extremely sensitive, right? And some people just are. And so like you saying, like turning off the electricity, like, yeah, you're going to feel better. And some people that are very EMF sensitive, they'll feel even more better.
Mm-hmm. And an easy way to find out if you are EMF sensitive or not is just simply go outside and turn off your whole house. Mm-hmm. Just turn it off.
Yeah.
Your fridge will be fine for a little bit. And, you know, if it's freezing outside, you might only be able to do it for a couple hours, or turn all the circuits off except for your heater so mm-hmm. you can keep the house warm and see how you feel after a day or two.
Have you seen that people notice when they do that, like they notice a difference immediately?
So that's part of our inspection process, is we turn the power off and get a background reading. Mm-hmm. I would say 2 out of 10 clients say, wow, I actually am starting to feel better. Like I feel a difference. And when I turn it back on, they say, I felt that. Like I can feel a difference. Yeah. And
then
like, I like that with the power off. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So a lot of my clients sleep with the power off.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It feels so good.
So what else can people do?
Yeah, so all the wireless devices away from mm-hmm. the bed, turn off your circuits at night. So basically we're sleeping in a low EMF zone mm-hmm. in the house. So that's the EMF part of it. The second big part of it is lighting, the circadian mm-hmm. rhythm. This is a big one. You hear about the blue light and the red light and the melatonin. The blue light will suppress melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're trying to sleep and we're getting ready for bed and we open up our phone and we start scrolling Facebook, and we turn on the TV, or we have really bright lights. If we have those cool white lights, those are the worst, the really mm-hmm. blue lights. That's going to tell our brain, hey, it's the middle of daytime. It's not time for sleeping. Right. Let's stop producing melatonin. And then you're going to have a hard time getting to sleep.
Yeah.
So circadian rhythm is really, really important. You know, if you can wake up with the sun, go to sleep with the sun. Now, I know that's a little tougher in the winter because then we'd be sleeping, you know, 16 hours.
Right. I wish. There's part of me that's like, yes, I just want to lay down and sleep all day.
Yeah. Well, like at your house, I mean, what do we do for your house here with the red lights and dim?
So are you asking me like what we do?
Yeah. Cause I think yours is a good example of what people should be doing.
Yeah. So when the sun sets, like I only put on like two lamps that have, what light bulbs did you put in my house?
So it's the Fiat light bulbs. They're like those vintage looking bulbs you can get at Home Depot or Lowe's that kind of look funny looking, but mm-hmm. they have the really warm glow. Like
yeah.
They look amber color.
Yeah. So I put two of those lamps on with those light bulbs in. And everything goes off. Like my house is, it's like, I call it moonlighting, you know? And so when people like come to visit, they're like, why is your house so dark? And I'm like, because I want my kids to sleep, you know? And so I'll just have like two lamps in like the living and kitchen area, one in my room. Mm-hmm. And then the kids each have theirs in their bedroom and that's it. Like it's dark. It's dark in our house and it's sedating and I love it that way. So that's what we do. Yeah.
And it's cool kind of mood lighting too.
It is. It's really, really great. It does. It kind of looks like there's a campfire in my house somewhere, but not really.
Yeah.
You know, which is really interesting because the light from fire, that's the exact lighting that you want at nighttime. It's
a consistent glow and it's really mm-hmm. warm. It doesn't have the blues. It has more of the reds.
The reds.
Yep.
And like you said, the reds are more sedating. It allows your body to create melatonin, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's because, you know, the hundreds of thousands of years we've lived on this planet without artificial lighting, what kind of lighting did we have after dark? It was the fires.
It was just, yeah.
So we would see the sun go down. We'd see the red glow from the mm-hmm. sunset. And then we'd probably start fires and we'd have the candles. And that was all that warm red glow. And that's what our eyes are used to.
What's really interesting too, little side note, is if you watch the sunrise and the sunset, that actually boosts your mitochondrial function. Mm-hmm. Like our mitochondria thrive off of healthy lighting. And so even changing the lighting in your home could change your energy. Mm-hmm. And so get rid of those bright whites and those blue lights and, you know, stay away from TV screens as much as possible and cell phone screens, and you'll probably find your energy improves.
Yeah. And laptops and cell phones both have a setting that you can go in and change it so that it takes the blue lighting out.
Yes.
It's a setting on there. Just look under appearance and display.
Awesome.
Yep.
Very cool.
I think it's called Night Shift, and it depends on if it's an Apple mm-hmm. or Android.
Right. Yep. But it does exist, you guys, so get on top of that. And it does it automatically, doesn't it?
Yeah, but sunrise and sunset, you can set it for that.
Very cool.
But it's also good just an hour before bed to not put the phone in front of your face. And I know that's really hard, you know, laying in bed, like check my email, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Instagram one last time, but don't do it because, and at least me personally, I know if I spend more than 10, 15 minutes on my phone before bed, it's a lot harder for me to get to sleep.
Totally. Like start journaling and like doing meditations and deep breathing or something.
Yes. Just change your process up a little mm-hmm. bit so that the technology kind of goes away at least an hour or two before bedtime.
Totally.
That's going to help a lot.
Yeah. So what else should people be doing?
So that's lighting. So the next thing is the law of association with our bodies. It's important to have different areas for different things of your house so that mm-hmm. you associate mm-hmm. different parts of your home with different activities. For example, the kitchen should be a place where we cook, where we eat, where we gather, and that's what it should be used for.
Yes.
The bathroom is used to go to the bathroom, take a shower. Mm-hmm. If you notice, sometimes if you walk into a bathroom, all of a sudden you feel like you have to go to the bathroom. It's just because your
urgently.
Your body's used to that. Mm-hmm. Your office area, that's where you get online. That's where you check your emails. That's where you do reports or you're studying or you know, whatever you need to do online, that should be just for the office area. You know, the family room should be for games and for hanging out with the kids and for watching movies. Mm-hmm. The bedroom should just be for sleeping and adult time.
Yes.
You know, and strictly that's it.
And how many people have TVs in their bedrooms?
Yes.
So you are literally associating your bedroom with, I'm going to stay up and watch something and force my body past that rhythm of sleep.
Right.
And so if you can, get rid of that TV. Get it out of your room. I remember when Tristan and I got married and he was adamant about us not having a TV. And I'm so grateful because the bedroom is for sleeping. There you go. And when I go into my room, I'm like, yeah, I'm here to sleep. Mm-hmm. And all I have is my bed and my bookshelf.
Yep. Keep it real simple.
Super simple.
And that's what it's for. And you know what? Sleeping is so important. It's a third of our life and it's what sets us up for the next day. So why not make a room dedicated just for sleeping?
Yep.
It's so important to do that.
Same thing for kids too. If your kid's having sleeping issues, take their, and I actually saw this from a very credible source on TikTok. I feel so dumb even saying that. It was some child psychologist or some child behavioral psychologist who was saying, don't even put the toys in their room. Their room is for sleeping and they have to associate it with sleeping, not playing. Mm-hmm. As soon as they go in their room and they see toys, they're going to start playing. So change the energy around that. So I love that you brought that suggestion up.
Yeah. You know, you can even go one step further. Don't talk about work in bed with your spouse. Mm. If you're having an argument, get up and go in a different room.
Yeah.
If it's not a good conversation, take it somewhere else.
Oh, that's great. You know? Those are great suggestions.
Yeah,
holy
because
cow.
You don't want to associate your bed with, you want to make that a sacred place.
Yes.
Of love and healing and resting.
100%. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes
it's hard. Sometimes you're laying in bed in a little argument or something like, hey, let's get up and go talk about this in the living room. Mm-hmm. Or if you start talking about work or kids or something, go do that somewhere else and keep the, really focus on keeping the bed truly a sanctuary and treat it like that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
And of course, some of the easy stuff like using organic sheets, you know, what you're using for your fabric cleaners, fabric softeners, all natural stuff so that you don't have any of those irritations. You know, if you're waking up with the eye boogers and stuffy nose and itchy throat, then you want to look into what you're using to clean your sheets and your blankets with. Yeah. Also, you might have an old pillow. Pillows should be switched out every 6 months to a year. If you got a pillow,
throw them out.
Yeah, because you're sweating on them, and you got dust mites that are going to get in there that feed off your dead skin cells, and all kinds of nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, think of how much time you're spending on your pillow. It's only a $20, maybe $50 item. Just switch it out every 6 months. Don't hold on to that 5-year pillow.
Wow. You've probably told me that, but it didn't sink in until now.
Yeah.
I got to throw out all my pillows. I've had some pillows for 10 years.
Yeah.
They're my favorite. Oh my gosh. But I do just throw, can we just throw them in the washer?
No, because they're going to really soak up a bunch of stuff. I mean, they're just kind of collecting things. You really can't wash it out because it has all the stuff inside of it.
Yeah. Darn it.
I know.
No.
Maybe donate it or something. I don't want to throw things
away. But we all have that one pillow that your neck just loves, you know? Darn it. Okay, never mind.
But if you think about how much you're sweating on it every day, and then you fall asleep without taking your makeup on or taking a shower before bed, you just, all this nasty, you sweat it out and your toxins, you're sweating out and all this stuff builds up.
Yeah.
And the dust mites and everything in there, just, it's such an important place to really put some attention to.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm listening. I'm going to throw out some pillows pretty soon here. Dang it. Yeah. All right. What next? What else can we do?
I mean, really, if you can do those things right there, that's really a big part of it. Temperature does have a difference. Some people sleep better with a little cooler temperature. It's more personal preference. Also, sound machines too, the white noise machines.
Those are terrible.
Talked about this on other podcasts with the EMF part of it.
So bad.
Those ohm ones that have an actual fan in it, they put off a huge magnetic field.
Yeah. If you go into my Instagram, you guys, and look for my saved highlight EMFs, I actually have a video of Ryan testing microwaves, but the sound machine. And it's shocking the amount of EMF it puts out. And I like died a little inside because I'm like, oh my gosh, I've put that next to my kids' beds for years. Mm-hmm. And I've just been blasting them in tennis. And he's my super sensitive baby. I'm like, oh, there's so many things that could have potentially like made him sleep better. But he was so colicky. And I look back and I'm like, oh man. And actually kind of think of it. I'm like, yeah, his moods are so much better these days, you know, since you've come and like helped us figure out all of our stuff and we've changed lighting. He even like will oftentimes wear the raw optic red glasses to play on his iPad because if he doesn't, he gets headaches.
That's awesome.
I know. Isn't that crazy? And he knows. So he'll go and look for the raw optic glasses. They belong to Tristan and he now wears them. And yeah, he won't get headaches when he wears it.
Yeah.
All of these things, it's just little things, you guys, but they're not natural to our bodies. Like our bodies did not evolve to withstand these stressors. So let's try to go back to basics and back to nature. We're literally trying to recreate nature in our artificial homes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and all these things, like you said, they might seem small and insignificant by themselves, but when you add them all up, they make a huge difference.
Yeah.
What about foods we eat before bed? Maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to eat 2 hours before going to bed, actually, because when you eat, it actually stimulates your digestive tract, and then your body is, I mean, even though it's called rest and digest, you are stimulating it. And so like your blood sugar will rise and your cortisol will then rise. And then your body's like ready to expend energy. If you can do 2 hours before bed without eating, great. 3 is better. Mm-hmm. 4 is phenomenal. But you know, again, what are you capable of doing and what is comfortable with your body? Another thing I want to tell you is if you are fasting for too long and that's stressful in your body, that too is going to spike your cortisol. So find that window that feels good for you. Yeah, you don't want to eat carby foods. You know, if you can eat more fats, proteins, and veggies at night, not pastas, not root vegetables, potatoes specifically. A lot of people will eat like potatoes before bed. I mean, for dinner. You want to keep it to like, you know, very fibrous vegetables, leafy greens, and a protein and healthy fats. Definitely not juice at night. Don't do juice at night. Yeah. And that would be like, that's it really.
That's hard because we were talking, I think, about like the kids go to bed and you feel like you did something good for them.
Yes.
You need a reward. It's like, all right, go get the ice cream out and cookies.
Right. It's so hard. Right. Yeah. We were talking about that. Like how many parents like, oh, it's so stressful putting your kids to bed. It's like 1 hour of like wrestling them in there and we're so stressed out. And your body, when it's stressed, it wants sugar to self-soothe. Right. So we all come down and we're like, where's the chocolate? Where's the acai bites? Where's the cereal? And then we soothe with food, but sugary food. Right. Because our body is just saying, hey, I need to create some safety and some joy because that was really hard on me, right? So yeah. I do that. I do it. Oh my gosh, my acai bites. Ah, those are like heavenly. We actually ran out of those tonight. I was like, everyone got acai bites but me. That was so sad. Anything else about sleep sanctuaries that people can do?
And I always wonder this, like melatonin, is it okay to use melatonin often or will your body like as a supplement or is there a time when your body starts not producing it because you're taking it?
You know, so there's two different voices in this world. There are the people that saying taking melatonin will stop your body from taking melatonin. And I need to research this a little bit more, but there are experts out there that are saying melatonin is extremely, extremely healthy for your immune system. And you can take like super high doses of it. I don't have an opinion yet because I haven't thoroughly researched it, but there are those two different conflicting voices out there. So if you guys want to go out and research, I remember Tristan was super heavy into high doses of melatonin right before he died because apparently it's like some kind of antioxidant booster. I don't know. Again, I need to research it, but I know for a little while, right after Tristan passed away, I was actually taking a prescription, a slow releasing melatonin, and it was like really high doses. It was like between 15 and 22 milligrams. Like, that's a lot. Most people take like 3 or 5. Mm-hmm. And I was taking super high doses to help me sleep. But I don't anymore because I equalized and I'm healing.
Yay.
Got it.
Yeah. But so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Just wondering on that because, mm-hmm. yeah.
I think short-term melatonin's fine. If you're doing it long-term, I don't know. I actually don't have an opinion yet.
So if you're doing all the other things and you're still not sleeping, then yeah, the melatonin.
Totally. You know, and the obvious things, don't drink caffeine during the day. And one thing I've been wanting to talk out about a little bit is like pre-workout. You know, you are forcing energy out of your body that isn't natural to your body. And so when we do that, when we do this up and down, we force with caffeine and then we crash, and then we force with caffeine and then we crash. A really strong sign of adrenal fatigue is we're tired throughout the day, and then we get that second wind at night, and then people don't sleep. And then we're further, because we're not sleeping now, we're further driving adrenal fatigue. So slowly wean yourself off of caffeine if you can. And that includes people's pre-workouts. I hate even saying that, but like, why would you want to force your body to produce energy it doesn't have? Like, your body actually needs to conserve energy for healing. So maybe don't do as hard of a workout. Do something that is respectful to your body, because your body is saying, hey, I don't have resources. So we're trying to, by utilizing these stimulants, we are robbing from Peter to pay Paul, and you're going to pay for it with interest later down the line. So just be really careful. My favorite thing instead of pre-workout is actually the Perfect Aminos. I sing the praises of Perfect Aminos. Use that instead of a pre-workout with stimulants, because it's a really clean source of, it's got the BCAAs, and it's a super clean source of amino acids to help with rebuilding. Didn't you meet the company at the biohacking conference?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, what did they say about their Perfect Aminos?
Well, they said it was the best on the planet.
I mean, every company's going to say that. I actually think it is like one of the best products on the planet. But
one thing that I didn't realize that they said in their studies is that some of this cheap protein, some of this mm-hmm. whey, this protein, you're really only getting 10 to 20% of it, because your body is actually converting most of it to sugar, to glucose to use.
That's crazy.
So if you're using a lot of these premixes that have the protein drinks, mm-hmm. a lot of it's being converted over to glucose, and you're not actually using the protein.
Dang yeah. it.
Man. But supposedly their protein mix is supposed to take 90 to 100% of it actually.
That's awesome. I freaking love that product. And I have no association with them other than like, I love the product and I sell it, and I only sell things I love. So it gets an A+ from me. Anything else about, I know we kind of went on a little bit of a tangent. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. That's brain fog. I'm sorry. What else about sleep sanctuaries?
I mean, really, that's the main ones. Low EMF, check mm-hmm. your lighting, use the bedroom just for what it is. Mm-hmm. Keep other things out of it. And if you can be really strict with those three things, that's going to make a tremendous difference.
And it's only three things.
But they are kind of hard things. A lot of them are habits. Yeah. Some people like to lay in bed and watch TV.
Yeah.
Some lay in bed and scroll on Instagram.
Yeah.
Charge your phone next to it. Who wants to get up and go turn the circuits off before bed and in the morning? So these things are kind of hard. But if mm-hmm. you're not getting sleep and you're not being productive, you're not waking up feeling rested, and you're not letting your body heal.
Yeah.
That's the most critical time for our bodies. That's when our bodies are taking a break. It's healing, it's repairing, it's resting, it's getting you ready for the next day.
Yeah.
If you're not sleeping good and you're tossing and turning, you're waking up behind. And now you're just playing catch up all day, and then the next night, and you just never get ahead.
Yep.
That's when your body starts getting into these chronic disease type mm-hmm. situations.
Yes.
You know, so we got to give our bodies the chance to do what they do best, and that's heal. And if we give them the opportunity, and sleep is one of them. You can see amazing results. But so they might sound hard, but try them. So if you're having trouble sleep, just try those three things. If you've tried all those three things and you're still not sleeping, then pop some melatonin.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. You guys, thanks for listening today. Ryan, this was phenomenal. Thank you so much for giving us these incredible nuggets of information to help us better our lives that are free.
Easy.
It's totally free. Like, yeah. You're actually helping us save money. You guys just saved like hundreds of dollars. How can people find you?
Testmyhome.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram, testmyhome. Those are really the two most active places that we're at.
And you guys are growing. You have multiple branches now. Yeah. Tell us about that. Where are you?
So if you are in the LA area, if you're in Arizona, if you're in Las Vegas, if you're in Utah or Idaho, and even Western Wyoming.
Awesome. Are you guys hiring?
We are hiring.
They're hiring,
yes,
guys.
We are hiring. So if you are a good people person, if you love health, if you want to become a master guru at this, then we will take you under our wing and train you, and you can help people. And it's such a rewarding, I got to tell you, this is the most amazing job I've ever done. This is awesome.
It really is. Yes. I mean, oh my gosh, the stories you get, it's phenomenal. I mean, what a great job to have. And I am just going to say something really fast. Like, you guys are looking to hire people that walk the walk and talk the talks. If you're passionate about health, if you're passionate about this topic, like, definitely apply, because they're looking for you.
Yeah.
So this company, like, Test My Home is exploding. Man, you need more people on the East Coast.
We do. Yeah, we're trying to grow responsibly and in the,
East Coast, the South, everywhere. Yeah. So, you guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you again next week. If you love this episode, please share it with your friends, your family. Like, this could help them if they are having children that are having, you know, mental health issues and sleep disturbances. Oh, one other thing, gaming, you guys, kids that are gaming late at night. I know that's like the blue light thing, but like, that's a big problem. Kids that are gamers have so many sleep disturbances. So help them, like, send this podcast to those parents whose kids are potentially up all night gaming. And yeah, share it.
Yeah.
Thanks
for having me.
Take care. Bye. Until next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Gutsy Health Podcast. We hope you enjoyed and learned a lot from this episode. For more updates, follow us on Instagram @GutsyHealthPodcast.